Time now for music and a sound you might have heard 40 years ago, piercing through the static on your AM radio. What is it all about you? Oh, hi, oh, my baby. Hi, oh, my love. Those big strings, that angelic chorus and layers of echo. A Phil Spector production? Not quite. This is a brand new record, and it's by a young singer-songwriter named Jesse Balin. This album, Little Spark, was finished 2 years ago, and it's been sitting on a shelf ever since, just waiting for a label to give it a chance. It finally came out this past Tuesday, and when I spoke with Jesse Balin about it, she says she wanted to create a sound that would be timeless.
I wanted a bigger, more epic soundscape, and at the same time, I wanted the lyric to feel really intimate. You know, I drew a lot of inspiration from Burt Bacharach and Dusty Springfield, Dusty in Memphis in particular, and those records just felt so big to me, and at the same time, listening to them, I feel like they're singing right to me, and that's why I wrote the songs, but then I knew that I had to bring in the right kinds of people, so I found Kevin Agunis and Richard Swift, who was the chief arranger and played most of the instruments. And then we brought in Jimmy Haskell, who has arranged orchestral arrangements for Bridge Over Troubled Water, and Bobby Gentry. He's just an unbelievable man and character, and he was so playful with his arrangements. It was exactly what I wanted and what the songs needed.
That sound, the way you captured that sound, it was done very methodically. You wanted it to sound that way.
Mm-hmm. We did it all to tape on analog. And the tape machine that we recorded on, for some reason, wasn't allowing us to punch in at all. So we had to do everything on one take, which was exhausting sometimes. Mm. But I think it makes a difference because there's a performance there. We did it in a very classic way, so maybe, you know, we wanted it to be nostalgic too, but still fresh and modern, and you can't really place where it comes from, you know.
Maybe I'll go to Yuma. I still have his car. If he didn't change his number, he could reclaim.
You have a track on here called Yuma, and there's a line in there that says, I gave him Arizona, and I took the California coast.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs on this record are about heartbreak, about relationships ending. Are your words personal? Are they autobiographical?
Yes. Yes, they are. They come out of my journal. I try and journal every day, and that's where a lot of my lyric comes from.
Every day you do it?
I try.
Wow.
I haven't lately because I've been too busy, but I did write this morning. It was a very short entry, but I had to write because I realized this morning when I woke up that I'm living a dream. I didn't expect all of this. Like, it feels really great, and I just wanted to make sure I remembered that.
The dream of being able to make a living from music?
Yeah. I didn't even know if this record would even come out when I left Verve Records.
That was your old label.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. I thought I should just upload it onto the internet because nothing's going to happen with it. But then I thought it was too good, and I held that back. And a year and a half after we finished it, I met my manager and this great little distribution company and label in Nashville. and it's somehow working out, and now it's coming out. So it's just, it's such a dream. I mean, my only expectation has been that it would come out. So everything else is just a cherry on top, truly.
What did you do during that period? I mean, wow, a year and a half must have been agonizing.
I cried a lot. I did. Man, I remember I was on the road with my husband. We were in London.
And I would be remiss not to mention your husband is Nathan Followell. He's the drummer for the well-known band Kings of Leon.
Yeah. And it was so painful for me. There was nothing happening, and it had been like a year. And I was just like rocking the fetal position every day. I was so sad because I'm like, all I want to do is share this piece of art that I've spent so much time making. And it just was really, really painful for me. But at the same time, I'm so glad I was patient and waited, because this is like the moment that I'm ready for. This feels right. I'm ready to give it away now.
That's singer-songwriter Jessie Balin. Her new album is called Little Spark. You can check out a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Jessie, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I came all the way from Nashville just to have you break my heart.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Tasneem Shama, and our intern, Lauren Beneshu. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. The weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Kullamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Our editor is Mathoni Maturi. And our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. It's also called Weekends and All Things Considered. Check it out at npr.org/weekendatc or on iTunes. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back on the radio tomorrow with more news, stories, music, and more. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.